Hello, everyone, and welcome to the June 2nd, 2019 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's going on in the zodiac for the month of June 2019. But before beginning, an announcement. This channel has moved to a paid subscription format. If you donate $20, your email will be saved to a list, and you will receive a link each week to the week's new video. If $20 a month is more than you can afford, you can pay $10. There will be, on occasion, unrestricted videos, like this one, available to the general public. Also, people have been asking me to teach Vedic astrology. The new videos will be more extensive, with more details about Vedic astrology, rules of interpretation, techniques of prediction, examples, and so forth. Stick around for the donation link at the end of the video. The big important zodiac pattern for June 2019. Mars, Mercury, and Rahu in sidereal Gemini, directly opposite Saturn, Pluto, and Ketu in sidereal Sagittarius. A six-planet opposition configuration, which is something we don't see often. Three planets in conjunction, opposing three other planets also in conjunction. Okay, technically, Rahu and Ketu aren't real planets. They are the north and south nodes of the moon, in other words, eclipse points, but in Vedic astrology, they have power nearly equal to the actual planets. This pattern started taking shape when Mars entered Gemini on May 6th and got its final component when Mercury entered Gemini on June 1st. The Saturn K2-Pluto side of the combination has been in place for a couple of months already, since March. The opposition pattern will be at its most exact on June 14th, but there will be plenty of events before that date as the planets draw closer together. The main participants of this antagonistic setup are Mars and Saturn. These two have rather different natures. Mars is all action, aggression, and force, and is impatient for results. Saturn is the planet of structure, delay, stability, and the established order. Saturn resists the aggression aspect of Mars. Mars fights the restrictive quality of Saturn. The direct interaction of these two planets leads to a lot of tension. Now, add in the energies of Rahu and Ketu. Both of the nodes represent change, but Rahu does it in a more additive way. Ketu is more subtractive. Rahu's energy of ambition and obsession boosts Mars's need for action and fast results, which leads to urgency, a kind of over-the-top dynamic. On the other side of the equation, Ketu's energy of chaos and dissolution doesn't work well with Saturn's attachment to the status quo, and Saturn is retrograde, which makes it even more stubborn and resistant to change. Saturn is also obligation, as well as harsh realities, whereas Ketu, a spiritual indicator, can manifest as sacrifice. So, we get reality tied to some sort of sacrifice. Now add in Pluto on the Saturn-Ketu side and Mercury on the Mars-Rahu side. Pluto has the signification of destruction, large-scale change, mass events, so this suggests something big could happen. Note that Pluto is together with Ketu, the significator of the mysterious past karma, indicating that events have their roots in the past. Mercury is the planet of information and communication. Mercury teamed up with Mars and Rahu indicate fast-moving events. Mercury, the planet of news, adds a major media component. Mercury is also the planet of making decisions, and when combined with Mars's impatience, leads to hasty, ill-considered decisions. Events associated with this multi-planet energy pattern are likely diverse, but share a general characteristic: malefic. The potential outcomes range from stress right on through to crisis. For an example, consider the effects on the Vedic astrology chart of the United States. The United States is Sagittarius rising, so the Saturn-K2-Pluto combination lands in the USA chart's first house, with the Mars-Rahu-Mercury conjunction affecting the seventh house. Saturn, the reality check planet, with K2, significator of sacrifice, and Pluto, planet of mass movements, compels some kind of major change in the identity of the nation, while simultaneously putting pressure on the seventh house of partner countries. Meanwhile, aggressive Mars with ambitious Rahu and Mercury, planet of decisions, are adding their power to the seventh house of partner countries and simultaneously putting pressure on the ascendant. So, what is going on in current events? A lot of self-searching as the country contemplates impeaching a president, simultaneous with a big blow-up with our partner countries like China, like Mexico, with all these long-standing trade agreements now thrown into doubt, and major consequences if the conflict is not resolved. These issues are only going to get more dire over the coming weeks as the planetary arrangement increases in power. The configuration of Mars, Rahu, Mercury, opposition to Saturn, Pluto, K2, breaks up when Mercury, on June 20th, followed by Mars on June 22nd, leave Gemini and enter Cancer. This sets up a whole new pattern in the zodiac, because Mars and Mercury will still be on top of each other, but now in sidereal Cancer, which is Mars's sign of debilitation, meaning Mars doesn't function too well in this sign. Cancer is an emotional sign. Mars is the planet of aggression. So Mars in Cancer can get easily angered and act irrationally. There's a general rule in Vedic astrology that when a natural malefic, like Mars, becomes debilitated, it is even more malefic. In other words, has even more potential to do harm. Meanwhile, Mercury, planet of the rational mind, doesn't do so well in an emotions-based sign either. In Vedic astrology, Mercury and Mars are enemies. Mercury, the planet of rational thinking, reasonable discussion, thoughtful decisions, does not like the influence of Mars, the planet of aggression and combat and impatience. Even though it is in its sign of debilitation, Mars is the stronger of the two planets. So Mercury, that means rationality, loses out. And then, wait for it, Mercury goes retrograde on July 8th, while still conjunct Mars. Not a good thing. I'll have more to say on that when we get closer to July. Another item, already in progress and intensifying during June, is the pattern of retrograde Jupiter square to Neptune. Along with the Mars-Saturn opposition, this pattern is also exact in the middle of the month. Neptune is stationary this month, appearing not to be moving before it begins a retrograde period on June 21st. A stationary planet is much more powerful than normal. And here we are talking about the planet of illusion, confusion, deception, and distrust. Now extra strong, and in an inimical relationship with Jupiter, planet of truth and justice and belief. Jupiter is retrograde, in other words, also strong, but not operating normally, and participating in this problematic pattern that causes interference with its normally benefic manifestations. So, not an auspicious combination, and as is already apparent, causing a lot of mistrust due to conflict over different versions of truth and belief, as well as justice and laws. Okay, so isn't there anything good going on in June? Well, there is Venus, which goes into its own sign, Taurus, on June 4th and stays there for most of the month. The planet of love, relationship, harmony, and agreement, strong in its own sign, the sign of material worth, conventional values, romantic inclination, and stubbornness. Anyway, it should be good for societal norms, or maybe counterbalance some of what other things are going on. Also, just before Venus enters Taurus, there's a Taurus new moon on June 3rd. This Taurus new moon, along with Venus in Taurus, puts a special emphasis on that sign. Taurus is concerned with value, as in, what's it worth? So this month, there's a focus on tangibles. But even though it is strong in its own sign, Venus isn't really influencing anything, except at the end of the month, when it will be in mutual aspect with retrograde Jupiter. The two main benefics, trading energy, is usually good, but the direct aspect only lasts for a few days. This will happen just after the Mars-Rahu-Mercury versus Saturn-K2-Pluto opposition breaks up, so the last week of June should offer some relief. But for most of this month, the other intense bad stuff that is happening will doubtless take precedence and create a lot of upset. So what to do in June? Best advice is to keep a low profile and wait for the storm to blow over. Okay, and now just a little reminder. The next 4 weeks of my weekly reports in June will be available to paying customers. It's $20 a month, or $10 if you really can't afford $20. Subscribers will receive the video link via email each week when I post the new segment. Here's a list of the topics I'll be covering in the next 4 issues. June 9th, analysis of the Jupiter retrograde square Neptune configuration. June 16th, an update on Donald Trump and the USA predictions for 2019. June 23rd, Mars plus Mercury in Cancer and the effects for your rising sign chart. June 30th, an analysis of the July 2nd total solar eclipse. If you wish to be included, just click on or touch the donation card you see here, which will take you to the donation page. Thanks, and until next week.